Regarding charity begins at home, the Hadith tells us, in the year of the farewell pilgrimage, Sa'd was in so much pain that the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, went to visit him. Sa'd said, O Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, you can see I am in a lot of pain. I am a wealthy man, and my sole heir is my daughter. May I give 2/3 of my wealth in charity? He replied, no. Then 1/2, O Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him. Again he said, no. Well, perhaps 1/3, O Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him. At this the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said, 1/3, and 1/3 is a lot. It is better that you should leave her rich rather than dependent, begging people. Indeed, you will not spend anything seeking the face of Allah and not receive a reward for it, even that which you put into the mouth of your wife. Then Sa'd said, O Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, am I to be left behind in Mecca after my companion's leave? He replied, you will not be left behind doing anything seeking the pleasure of Allah that will not cause you to be raised in degree and rank. May you be left in order that some people may benefit from you and that some people are harmed by you. Then the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, supplicated, O Allah, complete for my companions their migration and do not turn them back on their heels. But the one to be pitied was Sa'd, the son of Kaula, who died in Mecca, for whom the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, expressed mercy and compassion.